I think it's Modell's car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. <It's yours. laughs>
I was coming over there.
It's coming from over here. Yeah, it's not mine. It's like resonating noise. Off over here.
No, it's recording. No.
Hello.
I'll hear that later.
Yeah,
it does.
It's like a laugh track.
Somebody's no, it's a cell phone.
Is it
a cell phone? It's a cell phone.
No, it sounds like laughter, like the soundtrack.
They decided that there was a membrane potential. And then they said, okay, let's make this potassium sodium concentration bigger.
Here we go.
And they ran the same experiment, keeping this gradient the same, keeping this permeability the same. And they had the same value for the membrane potential. And they said, wait a minute, we have more sodiums out here now. Before we had none, and now we have 400 milligrams per liter. So how can this still be the same?
Do you think it's not a dead hair question? You figured that if the sodium on the outside was, like, the concentration was really large and it would change the chemical gradient, the electrical gradient, and that would
balance
out the
chemical gradient on the inside, so that the flow would be balanced, or the flow would be balanced by the electrical gradient, but you weren't getting that. Does that make sense?
No.
If it doesn't make sense, don't worry about it. Just looking at that. Bottom line of their question ultimately was, if I put more sodiums out here, more positive charges out here, how can I end up with the same membrane potential as I had when there were no sodium charges? The answer was, the buildup of charge on this side, if this is only permeable with potassium, is going to offset this chemical gradient. Okay? So in the first case, when there was no sodium out here, there would be more potassium entering the outside of the cell, contributing to the buildup of positive charges. And when we added other kinds of ions into positive charges here, the flow out of the cell as a result of the chemical gradient would be less to end up having the total number of positive charges out here pushing down. That doesn't make any sense. That's okay. Any other burning questions? Are there smoldering questions? Is there a small amount of smoke? So here's what we did. Question was, why are potassium gauge slower than sodium gauge? And we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay? Let's review what we did. What we said was, if we have a cell that is not permeable to chloride, we removed chloride from our discussion because that changed the quantitation a little bit. And we have a resting potential, and the cell is 100 times more permeable to potassium than it was to sodium, the resting potential was going to be close to what? Potassium equilibrium potential. And as we increase the permeability to sodium, what happened to the membrane potential? It became more positive. And how hot, if we kept doing that, and we made it more and more and more and more permeable, what was the upper limit that we you would reach the equilibrium potential for sodium. And let's say we changed the experiment and we made it more and more and more permeable potassium. What's the lower limit we would reach?
The equilibrium
potential for potassium. Those two limits provide us with the range that we can achieve with those concentrations in any combination of permeabilities. And that membrane is sodium potassium. Okay, you all got that? Make sense?
Yes.
Well, then we started looking at some channels. We said, well, there are a bunch of different kinds of channels. We've been talking only about leak channels. But some channels are not leak channels. Some channels are voltage-gated channels. They open when a certain voltage occurs across that membrane, across the channel. And what happens then is that voltage change changes the intermolecular force relationships and it causes the channel to open. Now on your pictures at the bottom of the page, it shows you basically three kinds, the bottom of the page, D89. It shows really three kinds of channels. It shows a channel is that some channels have two gates. We'll talk about that. So going from that, so now I have two general kinds of channels. One that are leak channels that we are assuming are open all the time. They're really not. The channel people say they tinkle, open and closed. So we're really looking at a probabilistic event where a certain number of those are open at any particular time. Versus these other kind of channels where they're open or closed caused by some sort of outside influence. And the outside influence that's of interest to us right now is voltage. We're going to find out that there are leaking gate channels as well. What would open a leaking gate channel? A ligand. What's a ligand?
Something that.
Like a ligand but pronounced differently? What does it do? It binds with a receptor, and that receptor is on that protein and causes the conformational change to open. We'll talk about those in a little while. So now, let's assume we have this membrane, we have this channel, and in some way, we won't worry about how right at the moment, in some way, that cell membrane depolarizes. Depolarizes, becomes less polar. What does that mean in terms of membrane potential? It gets less polar.
Different
gets more positive. At some point, that voltage changes configuration. It does the energy of that voltage changes configuration as an amplitude of that channel. Your question was, why does some voltage faster than others? The answer really that I can offer is some react differently than others because of the nature of that protein and the intramolecular forces. And so it's important for you to recognize that they don't all behave the same. But unless I'm a molecular biologist, I'm interested in particularly protein action. Well, that's important. It's important to know when you should care or when not to care. You'll find out that I don't care about a lot of things that you care a lot about. And rightly so. Rightly so that you should care about it because you're in a biochemistry class. And in a biochemistry class, you want to be concerned about that. But when I talk about physiology, I'm not necessarily concerned about the intermolecular actions that happen to cause this to happen. I'm much more concerned that it happens. Is that enough copy? So, these things are... And generally now, we're talking about a population again. So, unlike what some of you, pictures some of you may have gotten in high school, talking about this in a biology class, all those channels don't open at the same time. It's a probabilistic event. So what do we do next? Next, what you did was you said, okay, let's see what happens. Let's say that some of those sodium channels open. So the permeability of sodium increased, and what happened to the membrane potential? It got smaller. So what does that mean?
More positive.
More positive. Because we opened sodium channels. Okay? And you said, okay, I'm going to open more of those. And it got more positive. You said, I'm going to open more of those. It got more positive. And then you heard about this channel that was a time and activation unit. So what happened to the channel? It closed. And what happened to the voltage when that permeability decreased? Got more negative. Okay? And then you said, well, you didn't say in there, but let's say now these voltage-gated potassium channels open. So the permeability of potassium increases. And what is membrane potential? And so you plotted something that looked like that. Have you seen that before someplace? What do you call it?
Action.
Call it an action potential. Is that different than what we talked about before when we talked about membrane potential?
No.
Not really, is it? What we're seeing here in this thing that we call an action potential is a pattern of change of the membrane potential. And so, what happened? Well, let's see. At point one, what kind of channels were open?
Sodium.
What kind of channels were open? Leak channels for potassium or sodium? Both. And how many relative number of potassium channels were what compared to sodium? More, less, or the same?
More
potassium channels, the sodium channels, more sodium channels, the potassium channels, or the same number of leak channels? So let's see. If there were the same number of open leak channels for sodium and potassium, then what would the membrane potential be? Zero. Is the membrane potential zero?
No.
The membrane potential is negative. So what does that tell you? More potassium channels open, leak channels, and sodium leak channels. Well, right here, what's happening? right there. Voltage-gated sodium channels are open. Now, this is really neat because they open up, and when one opens up, more sodium is allowed to come in. What does that do? The membrane potential is positive, which then provides a bigger impetus for more of those voltage-gated sodium channels to open. What happens? They open. But what happens? Oh, here we go. These things? Very scientific terms we decided a couple of years ago are called switches. Protein. So here we have the voltage gated sodium channel. Okay? The voltage across here polarizes at some point just to a value that opens. And when that opens, it causes the switches to start.
Switching,
okay? And after a short period of time, those switches move. What happened to the channel?
Closed.
So this particular channel is a voltage-gated channel with a time and activation gate. So what we see is, right here, the voltage-gated sodium channels are opening. And what happens here? Some of them are still opening, but others are closing. More sodium comes in. The likelihood that more are going to open is greater as the voltage difference increases. So what you're looking at here is this threshold. You know, the high school teacher told you that when I got to that threshold, all the doors opened in the building. And so that increased the probability that more would open. So now we get up to this point here, somewhere up here, and voltage-gated sodium channels with time and activation gates are closing. And we may be at the point where voltage-gated potassium channels are opening. And what happens? Well, gee, the relative permeability of sodium decreases. And so the voltage starts to come back down. So now, what could you say if you take a simple view and say right in here when I go below threshold, what happened to the voltage-gated sodium channel with time activation? They closed. Okay? So they open, time and activation is closed, and now the voltage part is closed. Why does this continue to go closer to the equilibrium potential for potassium? Because potassium is still leaving, and why is potassium leaving? Because its voltage-gated channels are still open. So what do you think is happening right here at 8? What do you think is happening in that membrane at 0.8? Well, it's going back to the rescue potential. Why? Because the voltage gated potassium channels are closing. That makes sense? Is the sodium potassium pump responsible for this return? I'll give you two choices.
Yes or no? About three.
Yes or no? I'll ask again. Is the sodium potassium pump responsible for this return to the rescue?
No.
What Mary Allison said was the reason that this is going up is because the voltage gated potassium channels are closed. Does that have anything to do with sodium potassium? Everybody see that? Are you paying attention? This is always important points. Ready? The sodium potassium pump has nothing to do with that return. The sodium potassium pump keeps the concentration gradient fairly constant. And this return is a result of decreasing relative permeability to potassium. Now, what's happened, do you think? What's happened, knowing what you know about this phase, about those time and activation gates, what do you think is happening during this time? Those gates.
Sodium lately are like getting less and less impermeable. Less and less.
She says less and less permeable. Why? What's going to happen to those gates? The voltage gate is closed. Say what? Are they resetting? Is time and activation gate have to reset? So, can I stimulate? Can I bring this the threshold right here? No, because the time and activation gates haven't reset. We'll call that a refractory. Make sense? You've gone through this, and what you found out is there's nothing magic. There's nothing magic about that waveform. All it does is reflect a difference in the relative permeabilities. And that difference is caused by two kinds of channels. One is voltage-gated sodium channels with one is caused by voltage gain in sodium channels with
shenanigans.
Smidges. Time and activation gates. Can you hear everybody?
I don't know what they're called.
They're voltage gain in sodium channels with. All right. See, that wasn't so hard. You can say that if you try. Let's do one more. They're voltage-gated sodium channels with time and activation gates. Spring quarter, when I talk about voltage-gated sodium channels, you better tell me about the time and activation gates. And neuroscience. And why is that? Because life is cumulative.
So I'm expecting you to never do something that makes sense. Okay, so they had a question.
That's the time that it takes those time and activation gates to open up. Okay. So that's an absolute refractory. Now, in order to stimulate right here, so that's somewhere in here. In order to stimulate to reach threshold again, if we're down here, I have to have a voltage change that's bigger than it was initially. But I can open up those channels. So I'll call this region in here a relative current. It's not absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Do I have
time to get the
minus 55 and some open to minus 50 and some open to minus 50. 40, then in order, if minus 40 millivolts causes them to open, causes that protein to move around, then the only way it's going to close is if that voltage goes below 40 millivolts again, or negative 40 millivolts. So it's not a matter of, part of what you might ask is, well, what's the advantage of that? A lot of people say, well, if this happens this, what's the advantage? Why does it do that instead of something else? Well, it does that because that's the way it developed, because that's the way it developed, but I don't know why. So let's see what the consequences are. Consequences are, if that quality and causes the voltage change across the membrane to open up, then sodium can move through very easily. But if in fact it causes this membrane to start moving and it closes that gate, then regardless of what the voltage is at this point, that channel is no longer open. Okay? And what, that has consequences. Because what it really says is that somewhere up here, the permeability of the sodium is going to decrease, even though the voltage is high enough to keep that part of the gate open. That has consequences. Consequence is the flow in sodium is decreasing. Okay? And so now when I come back down again, in order for that to open up, that voltage is going to close, and then we have to end up opening up that gate. Are you with me? Is this making sense? Is it better than yesterday? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is always better than yesterday. Now what we want to do is, yep.
Can you go back to point two just for a second?
Outstanding. I'm not sure what that means. Point two sounds very facetious. It's not. Point two is the point at which the voltage starts to be polarized. Or the membrane voltage in that region becomes more positive. But why? What a wonderful question. But why? Or more to the point, how? So let's look at now an axon. What we're seeing is, in this, we're looking at one place on a membrane. Okay? One place on a membrane. So let's now, so one place on a membrane. So here's a membrane. And that's an axon. So we're saying that, did you guys talk about axons in solid yet? Okay, well, so this is a cell body. And this is an axon. And down over here, way over here, is a synapse. Talk about that a little bit. We're going to look at this piece of the membrane. And so in this membrane, there are leak channels, there are voltage-gated sodium channels and time activation gates, and there are voltage-gated potassium channels. Okay? We're going to divide this into three sections. So we'll say there's section A, and here's section B, and here's section C. And what we're going to do is say, well, okay, if I look at these, they can all undergo an action potential, what we just saw. We'll say that this section A is just completing an action potential. Section B is just starting an action potential. And section C is present. So now I need six objective people. Six people who can look around them and tell me. Six people who can look around them and objectively tell me what they see.
What was C again?
C was resting.
C is resting. B just completed.
So I have six people. Okay, good. Because you see what happens now is we have radio news reporting. In a time when radio news reporting actually reporting. Okay? A real Edward R. Murrow kind of case. I need five other people.
Charles.
Okay. Go on. That's all right. I'm going to tell you what to do.
Trace. Outro. Cinco. Seis. There you go.
And you gotta try, because otherwise you don't get paid. Alright.
Candy for everyone.
Okay. So Megan is standing at A. Okay? Venom is standing at B. You're standing at C. On the outside of the membrane. Here's the membrane.
Oh, you know what we can do?
Yeah, we need three of them.
There's the number. Okay. You're standing at A, you're standing at B, the Morgan's standing at C. Now, they report. They don't interpret, they just report. Okay. And we're going to start, okay, by having Fatima looking at the membrane. Remember what's happening? Just an action potential starting. And think about just sodium. So, Fatima. We're now going to Fatima in the field, a little small field. She's gonna tell me, if you look straight ahead, what do you see happening?
Cereal up there.
What do you see happening?
Sodium is beginning to travel across the membrane.
Sodium is moving.
Across the membrane.
In which way? That way. Okay, sodium is moving that way. Okay? We'll come to Alex in a minute. Look to your right. What do you see happening? You can't see Megan.
Okay. What's happening? Sodium is also moving that way. But
is it moving that way only?
No.
Well, let's see that. Megan, look to the left, and what do you see happening?
Can you keep clarifying?
Yeah,
who's
exactly
A, B, B, and C, and what's going on?
Yeah.
The action potential is just starting here. So if B is just an, I don't know what it's going to do. B is starting right here. An action potential is just completed in A, and C is resting. Fatima says, oh, I heard her say there's sodium going into the cell. And I said, look to your right. What do you see? And she wasn't sure, so we asked Megan, because she's scanning it, right? Look toward Fatima and tell me what you see.
Sodium is entering the membrane.
Oh, but you can't see across here because you're standing right over here. What do you see happening to sodium?
Sodium is
Is sodium moving anyplace else? What causes sodium to move?
Channels.
No. A what?
A gradient.
All right. Let's repeat what she said. Anna said, the sodium going straight from
me? Down
Well, because she's caught in the hole
what?
Just by the awe of the movement of the magnitude of these sodiums going. So now, if you look toward Fennel, what do you see happening?
We can actually see
her. You can see toward her, you can see where you are, and you can see sodium.
What you can see your doing? Own sodium.
Where is it leaving? Where is it going?
It's going from inside the cell.
No, because this membrane is closed. Where is it going? Okay, who's going to help her out? Because we have some, unbeknownst to these people, it's in the 30s, but unbeknownst to these people, we have to have Joe Biden here. And what does Joe Biden have for us in the 30s? What does he have in the 30s? Said that Roosevelt did it.
Alright, television.
Television! Okay, well, we've got some remote television cameras set up here. Okay? Just on these folks' shoulders. But they don't know that because we're from the future. So tell me what you think is on the screen that's being fed by the camera that's on Megan's shoulder as she looks toward Fatima. We're only talking about sodium is moving from Megan toward Fatima. Why?
Because of a gradient.
Because of a gradient. What caused the gradient?
Sodium moving from Fatima to me.
The sodium moving from Fatima to Alex. Wow. All right. So now look to your left. And what do you see happening?
Okay.
Because that's
sodium,
what you wanted to be.
Sodium's also moving. That was just
kind of. And you're looking toward me, looking toward us. Here we are. What do you see happening?
Yeah.
Why is sodium moving in that direction? Because.
Concentration.
Because of a concentration gradient.
C was just
greater
getting
to the left. Same reason, right?
C is resting.
C is resting.
Okay.
All right. All right. This is good.
C is resting.
What's an A?
There are things happening, but the membrane.
Just finish it. So they're not really going that way yet because they're still got some sodium.
Only
leak
channels are open. All right.
So they're just finishing.
Or just.
Everybody got that so far?
Oh no, they got.
All right.
Them,
Alex, what do you see happening?
I have sodium moving from the point to me.
Yeah. Oh, and yes. Mary, if you look toward Alex, what do you see happening? Well, you can't see this way.
But
what do you see if you're looking toward him? Something's showing up around where I am. What's causing it to show up?
Concentration
gradient. Now, it may not be that that's sodium, but it's certainly plus charges. Right? And Charles, what do you see happening?
Oh, Dr. Modell.
Yep.
Here's here in the A cell.
Not in the A cell. In the region.
A region.
You're all in the same cell. Yep.
Thank you. I see sodium flowing from, or maybe positive, flowing toward me.
Okay. All right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So now let's recap for a minute. Can you see what?
I see them going away.
Oh, you see them going away. Why? Why?
Because
why? Because of great. Because there's more here than there are there.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Wonderful. All right. So now, if we look in region A, what's happening? What's happening to the membrane potential in A? I don't think so. I'm not thinking. thinking about what that membrane, I'm not thinking about the graph. I'm thinking about what you told me. What you told me is that there are sodiums moving that way. And what Charles told me is that there are sodiums moving toward me. What's happening to the voltage difference across the membrane? No, I'm talking about the difference. It's not going anywhere because this is closed.
It's getting less.
It's becoming more positive.
So you're right here, guys.
Well, yes, because it's been a long day. Okay? So, yep.
Can each one of them be a sodium gate and not a potassium gate?
Well, you're looking at the same time.
Yes.
You're all looking at the same time, but you're looking at different geographic locations. So, No. So, what you see here, at the same time, you see sodium is going in.
Right.
At the same time, sodium is coming this way because sodium going in is creating a gradient between in here. Sodium is coming this way because there's a gradient being caused from there to there because sodium's going in. Alex sees sodium coming to him. And because there's now sodium accumulating somewhat, it's going both ways because there's less in there. And as a result of that, Charles said, the voltage difference across the membrane at this point is getting more positive. Okay? And what's happening? What's happening to the voltage across the membrane here? Also becoming more positive. Oh, okay. Well, here's the answer to your question. Somebody make an answer. Right? How did it get to number two? What happened to number two? Right? Or shells. What happened to number two? That's what your question is. So if we're looking at this piece of the membrane, how did the voltage difference across this piece of membrane get more positive? Because ions came in here and moved that way, and because ions left here and moved that way. So the difference became more positive. And as that continues, what's going to happen to the voltage-gated sodium channels right here? They're going to open, and this piece of the membrane is going to start an action.
As long as
that's right, but they don't. So does that make sense to everybody? So now you see what happened is we said that this piece of the membrane, this piece of the membrane now started to depolarize because there were ions moving away and ions moving toward. So the pluses are moving in. Pluses are moving away, and this difference is getting more positive. And at some point, these channels are going to reach such hold and open up. So if the same thing is happening here, and positives are moving that way, and positives are moving that way, why does this channels over here open up? Because the time and activation gets in. They have it reset.
It keeps the waves going upstream.
Right. So now here's what happens.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah?
Does that also have to do with that the wave for the
action?
It depends on where it is. If in fact you're in the absolute refractory period, it's not going to open because of the time and activation. If it's a relative refractory period, then this is going to open before that because that voltage difference has to be. Okay? So now, thank you guys. You can talk to me. Now we have to see what's going to happen. So now let's say that this row right here, that row of represents the membrane. Okay? So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay? And what happens is that we'll say that when an action begins to happen, we see a peak at this point. We're going to measure voltage right there at that point. So if we see a peak, what happens? All right. Okay? So now what happens? Let's see that. Pay attention now. Pay attention. Okay? Let's see what happens. You start there, and what happens? It died! Let's do it one more time. Okay? Now you'll notice in this that the action potential that started there is not the action potential that ended up here, is it?
No.
It's a different action potential. But if I look at it from the side, what does it look like? It looks like that action potential moved, but it really didn't. It was propagated. It means it started and finished in the same place in a time sequence. It wasn't transmitted. It didn't go down a wire. It was the same old. Okay? Think about it. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. You go over and get your name page, you card, and you need some tables to clear it out.
Okay, almost done. That's the histology.
Okay.
Everyone's turn.